Others joined in, complicating the name Burab had so painstakingly invented.
No, no, Miss Frill. It's the Flugenbumble, I think.
Nay, sir, it be the Groggenfumble. I'm Serpent.
Don't be silly. The cheese is called the Fumblegrugen.
The Groggenflingball, that's what Burab said.
Sister Alconet rapped the table for silence.
Stop this, please. Mr. Burab, tell him the correct name.
Every beast sat watching the hare. They had to wait until he had eaten the big lump of cheese in his mouth. There was an expectant silence. Then Burab smiled foolishly.
Sorry, but I've completely forgotten what...
The entertainment was opened by Skipper and his crew, performing a hornpipe, the finale of which saw them all in a circle, facing outward, their rudders entwined in a pattern behind them. Fuel and Mira were called upon to sing a duet. It was a comic one, but they sang it seriously, with demure looks, fluttering eyelashes, and paws joined sedately.
There's a hedgehog who lives down the lane,
down the lane,
and I'm longing to see him again,
once again.
I wait by the old log for that handsome young hog, through the cold stormy wind and the drizzle and fog. But his mamma won't let him come out. I can hear every shout from her snout.
What a snout! Don't you raise a paw to go out of that door. Go and tidy your room.
I can hear his ma roar. Through the window I see his dear face.
Oh, dear face.
By that window a ladder I'll place.
I will place.
Then just wait and see. He'll climb down here to me. We'll go strolling together. How happy we'll be.
So I crept to the window that night.
Cruel dark night.
I was standing the ladder upright.
What a fright.
When his mama rushed out crying.
Oh, lack-a-day, that naughty young spike has gone running away.
So I sit here and weep for my hog.
Faithless hog.
Cause they say he's run off with a frog.
With a frog?
Take a maiden's advice if you want to look nice. Just turn yellow and hop once or twice.
Fuel and Mira hopped primly back to their places amid laughter and applause. Dana did not wish to do any warrior's tricks that he had learned with weapons, as they might frighten the Dibbons. Instead, he sat 20 of the Abbey babes on a long form, took it on his shoulders, and walked the full length of Great Hall. Amid the cries of admiration and wild cheers, Nimbalo announced,
I taught me mate to do that, you know, but I used to carry 20 of little ones.
Burab was not to be outdone.
Oh, did you indeed? Well, I used to do it with that same number, old lad, plus me fat auntie and 2 kegs of ale. Oh, yes.